This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, here we are, last break of the day and of the week, actually. This is Friday. It's been a good day. And we're looking forward to a good week, weekend and all of that. All right, Steve, you want to send everyone home to the weekend with some closing? Here we go.
You know, I was reading in my morning meditation this thing that this girl that works with me on Family Feud, she's a really nice lady. She's Christian. She prays for everybody, gives a scripture. She gave me this daily devotional book to read. I've been reading it every morning, man. It's really been a great help to me. I think I've shared this with you all several times. One of the things I was reading about was about learning how to master time and not allowing time to master you. Now, I got a little stuck on this one right here because I was saying, okay, how do you master time and not let time master you? In this daily devotional, it was reminding us that God created us a certain way. And I'm going to get to that in a second. Because in the Lord's Prayer is a clue as to how we should approach each day. In the Lord's Prayer, about three or four lines down, it says, "Give us this day our daily bread." That's a very important line. And I've taken the time to really study the Lord's Prayer. I've taken the time to really understand 23rd Psalms, Isaiah 54, 17, Isaiah 43, 1 and 2. I've really been Habakkuk 2 and 2, really been focusing on really understanding as I meditate every morning. And one of the things that it teaches us is give us this day our daily bread. Well, that's an important line because what you're asking for every day is for God to order your steps just for that day. That's not to say that you don't have plans for the future, because you do. But you can't do anything about the future. You can't control it at all, or the circumstances that's going to beset you the next day. You can't do anything about what has already happened. You know, it's the past. It's in so many words, it's water over the dam. So you can't do anything about the past. You cannot prevent anything in the future coming your way. You know, you could make allotments and plans and stuff, but tomorrow could bring some surprises. So the one thing that you were created to do was master your day. God created us where we deal in 24-hour segments. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you're not supposed to plan, have aspirations, goals, dreams, and have, you know, targets for everything, inch by inch, anything's a cinch. I got that. What I am saying to you is you function best in the now, because the now is the one thing that you have a say-so in. And if you can learn to ask God to give us this day our daily bread, just like the birds. Birds don't have silos and barns and storage houses. Birds don't store food. Birds wake up every day. They sing his praises in the morning, and then they get about the day. And don't God take care of them? Well, he's made that promise to you. You hear old people singing that song, "His eyes on the sparrow, I know he watches me." I didn't get that when I was growing up. I heard it. I sang it when they were at church, but I'm really starting to really understand that. To give us this day our daily bread, that's an important thing. And when it comes to tomorrow, to worry about tomorrow is wasted energy, because there's nothing you can do about tomorrow until tomorrow gets here. Now, you can start dressing it then, but to worry about something is wasted energy, because I've been learning that worry cannot produce one extra hour of life for you by worrying. You cannot extend your life one single hour due to worry. So if you can't even by worrying do that thing that's really important, what you worry about the rest of it for? Why would you be worried about anything else? And that's what I've been learning when it says to learn how to master time so time doesn't master you. If you lose focus of today, right now, your presence, your relationship with God right now, and you got it all tied up in your future with that wasted energy, you're going to miss some steps today. We were created as 24-hour creatures. We're in our absolute best when we are living in the moment called now. The moment your whole focus is on your future, you're going to make missteps today. The moment your whole thought process is about what happened to you in the past and how you can't get over it, that will cause you to make missteps today. And then as you make these missteps today, you keep blaming it on your past and God don't love me and God don't hear my cry. No, partner, you keep holding on to something in your past or you keep worrying about something in your future and you're not focused on the 24 precious hours that he's giving you right now. The past belongs to history. The future belongs to God. Now belongs to you. It's yours. That's why they call it the present. Because it is God's gift to you right now. Make better use of now. Stop worrying about the future and let go of the past. Bam. That's it. Out.
Drop it in. For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.